Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God chose you. Amen. The word chosen, if you look it up, it's also the word that's translated elect. Elected, which is a form, if you think about it, the way we use it today, of the word select. You just put an S in front of it. Selected. And I don't want to tell it where Phyllis can hear it, so don't tell her. But Dr. Strong says it means favorite. Oh, favorite, selected, chosen, picked. Think about it. God, looking from eternity past, before the foundation of the world, much less before you were born, knew you before you were conceived, knew what you'd be like, including all your faults and failures and mistakes. And in spite of it, said, them. I want him. And I want her. And I want him. And him. And him. And him. Him and her. And her. Out of all the people that have ever lived and will ever live, he picked you. And he picked me. Now that's enough to make you happy the rest of the day, to lift up your chin, make you walk a little different. Say, I am handpicked by Jehovah.
Glory to God. Glory. Glory.
Yeah. Handpicked. Special select. He picked us. You know, some years ago, I had been in the ministry just a couple of years at that time. And I was in the floor praying and thinking back over what had happened in my life to get me to that place. Such miraculous things, supernatural leading. And a lot of times, you know, you don't even realize you're being led. And you look back and realize, hey, God was leading me and he was answering my prayers. That's why, you know, how many of you pray, even on a regular basis, Lord, order my steps and direct my paths, guide me, lead me. You pray that kind of thing? It's not enough just to pray that now. You need to believe it is happening. You don't go through the day and look back to see if you think it is. By faith, after you pray that, then you say, he's leading me. He's got, even when you can't tell it, you need to be saying it. Even when it looks like you made the wrong turn the last three times, you need to be saying, he's leading me. He's guiding me. He is directing my, and you, man, you open the door for the Holy Ghost to really lead you perfectly when you agree with him like this. Never say, I can't hear from God. Never say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've prayed, I've fasted, but I can't seem to get clear. I can't seem to hear from God. The Bible does not say you can't seem to hear from God. The Bible says you are his sheep. He is your shepherd and you know his voice. And a stranger you won't follow. Amen. Bible says you have an unction of the Holy One. You know everything you need to know. You know all things. He is leading you. Everybody say out loud, I know his voice. I hear his voice. He is leading me. He is guiding me. I'll do the right thing. I'll make the right choices in Jesus' name. Now talk like that all the time. Never talk anything else. Never talk dullness or confusion because you give place to it when you do. Say it again, he picked me. And we ought to be able to just sit in a chair and smile without anything else. He picked me. He picked me. He picked me.
He picked me.
I'm his favorite, Phyllis said. But I am too.
You are too.
In Romans 9 and verse 11, he said, the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to what? Sometimes we'd probably use the word selection today. Of course, you know, I mean, if a government official, the president, governor is elected, what does that mean? The people selected him with their vote. That's what it's supposed to be. And he said that the purpose of God according to election might stand not of works but of him that calls. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it's written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now he went on to talk about how some people say, well, then how can you fight against God's will? Whatever is to be will be. No, listen. God's election is based on his foreknowledge, not manipulating people's wills. There is nobody who's born to be a sinner and has to be a sinner, and somebody that's destined to be lost against their will. No, the thing is, God knows beforehand. Amen. People's hearts and which way they'll go and if they'll obey or if they'll not. And based on that, he selects. Amen. Now, don't try to figure all this out in your head this afternoon, okay? Just understand that God is righteous and he's just and he's fair beyond what we even understand of fair. And then skip down to the verse 20. Well, let me just read it. Back up to verse 19. You will say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who are you that replies or argues against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why did you make me like this? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? Are we talking about honor here? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has afore prepared unto glory and honor, we could say. Oh, I like these next two words, verse 24. The next two words, you're to underline them, circle them, put a star by them. What's the next two words? Even us. Amen. Is that you? Amen. Us what? Us. We are the select vessels of mercy. Handpicked before the foundation of the world for God to show out to show and demonstrate the riches of his glory. Oh, God is so big. He's so wonderful. He's such a giver. He's such a lover. He's not happy unless he's giving and loving and blessing. Amen. He has to have people to bless. You want to make God happy? Let him make you rich. Hallelujah. You want to make God happy? Let him make you whole and healthy and strong. You want to make God happy? Let him promote you and make you all that you ever thought and beyond what you ever thought you could ever be and do. The scripture says in Micah, he delights in showing mercy. It's his thing. God's thing is blessing. Amen. And in his great foreknowledge and wisdom and understanding, he looked from the beginning through the end of time and the earth and everything happening here, and he saw the kind of people that would let him bless him and the kind that would harden themselves and not. And the ones that would receive him, he picked. Amen. He selected. even us. Oh, I got to read that again real slow now. That he might make known the riches of his glory. Do you know what that means? No, you don't. I don't either. We've only got a little bitty idea what that means. But I tell you what it's going to be like. You and I are so blessed. I said, we're so blessed. Would you have thought a year ago that you'd have a fine church and a church family? No, no, no. And that's God's just starting. He's just starting. Throughout our life, he's going to bless and increase and promote and bless and increase and promote and bless and increase and promote. And then we're going to look up and the trumpet's going to sound. And then we're going to get into some serious promotion and glory. And 1,000 years afterward, you and I will be in glory with God going, whoo, oh, God, glory. And he'll say, look at this, look at this. And he's going to reveal some of more of his glory. And all of us will go, ooh, ah, wow. And after another couple of centuries, he'll say, you like that? We'll go, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. He'll say, look at this, look at this. And he'll unfold something else. And we'll all go, oh, go, wow, glory to God. And that's going to happen for eternity. He's never going to peak. There will be no reruns. We'll think, it can't be any better than this. And he'll say, ha, look at this, look at this. And he'll unfold, we'll go, ooh, ah, wow. You might as well practice it right now. It's what you're going to be doing for the rest of your existence. Ooh, ah, wow. Ha, ha. And it's not because you were intrinsically superior. It's not because of your innate superior intellect or amazing personality or good looks or any of such things. It's because your God, before you ever drew a breath, picked you. Picked you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks.